For the last 3 years, Wyoming Public Radio has developed a partnership with the University of Wyoming Master of Fine Arts program. Those in the program are being trained to develop their writing. We're now going to feature two of those writers. The first one is poet Kristen Gunther, who reads her poem called The Owl.
A dark shock of blue kicked at fingerbone aspens, breakfast fire built by handfuls, an altar of twigs. I remembered the owls, dream vivid. Star clutters, small moon, dead light on dry leaves, blown down, dense as galaxies. Above all, the owls. Only now, alone fireside, do I recall old coasts. Do I recall those midnights at battered porch screens? Do I remember calling, measuring silence, waiting for the sound turned back? More than hear it, I feel, paroxysm of gut and throat, shapeless as the ghost I was told the owl must proceed. Now, beyond spindling trees, huge rocks rise and fresh light, seed of owlcry echo. Can I know? Was there one bird or two? I cannot say, though the night was clear, though my voice is clear. I'm Kristen Gunther.
During our relationship with the Master of Fine Arts program, we've also acquired some people who wanted to learn to be public radio reporters. Three people have joined us, including this next writer. Irina Zhorov is an accomplished photographer who wanted to develop her writing skills. She recently graduated from the MFA program. When Irina came to Wyoming from Philadelphia, she had questions about her new state. Today, she tells us about her conclusions in her letter to Wyoming.
We are friends now, Wyoming, so I feel I can be honest. I thought you were a loser when we first met. You were lonely and vengeful with your wind, your plains like cold, empty bedsheets tucked into snow-covered mountains, polka-dotted with undulates and dead towns. But then on that coldest day, do you remember? We boiled water and threw it in the crisp air, and it turned to snowflakes, and I started to fall for you. In the dead towns, I met cowboys with their throats wrapped in silk wild rags, and on roads where you can drive fast, I found steely skies that stretched out into impossible horizons. At the Hobo Hot Springs, I met a man that looked like a Viking, and in the forest, I prospected for gold in the glacial streams, and on a ranch, I fished snakes out of a canal, and in the mountains, I traced petroglyphs with my finger, and everywhere, I watched trains trudge across landscapes in endless caravans, and I met people with faces open as the land, soft-spoken as the ready snow, with belt buckles big as the sky. I ran my hands against your thick seams of coal in the basin, too, and I have not forgotten your whiteouts that made it seem like the world was made of cold cotton candy. Also, I'm still not sure about these loud souped-up trucks, dear, and I remember Matthew Shepard and my landlord, who thought I had an attitude problem because she couldn't pronounce my name. Sometimes, too, the loneliness and the starkness still reign. This isn't goodbye, Wyoming. This isn't a proposition of any sort. I sunned yesterday on granite slabs in a field of blue columbines, and tomorrow it may snow. And I feel all right about that. I thought I would let you know just that you're all right, dear. I'm Irina Zhorov.